Ezekiel chapter 10. And I looked, and what I saw on the expanse which was over the heads of the cherubim was a kind of sapphire gemstone, with the appearance of a figure of a throne, appearing above them. And he spoke to the man dressed in fine linen, and he said, Come between the wheels under the cherub, and fill your fist with fiery burning coals from between the cherubim, and scatter them over the city. And he came in my sight. Now the cherubim were standing on the right-hand side of the house as the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. And the glory of the Lord was lifted up from the cherub, and it was placed on the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was filled with the glow of the glory of the Lord. And the sound of the cherubim's wings was heard as far as the outer court, like the sound of God Almighty when he speaks. Then it came to pass, when he had commanded the man who was dressed in fine linen, saying, Take fire from between the wheels, from between the cherubim, that he went and stood beside the wheel. Then the cherub stretched out his hand between the cherubim into the fire which was between the cherubim, and lifted some up, and put it in the fists of the one dressed in fine linen, which he took and went out. And the shape of a man's hand appeared to the cherubim under their wings. And I looked, and what I saw was four wheels alongside the cherubim. One wheel was alongside one cherub, and one wheel was alongside another cherub. And the appearance of the wheels was like the gleam of a Tarshish gemstone. And as for their appearances, the four of them had one profile, as a wheel within a wheel. When they moved, they went in the direction of their four sides. They did not turn as they moved, but whatever the direction was in which their head was pointing, they followed it. They did not turn when they moved. And their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels were full of eyes all around, the four of them having their wheels. Their wheels were called, as I heard it, the roller. And each one had four faces. One face was the face of a cherub, and the second face was the face of a man, and the third was the face of a lion, and the fourth was the face of an eagle. Then the cherubim were lifted up. That was the being which I saw at the river Kibar. And as the cherubim moved, the wheels moved alongside them. And when the cherubim lifted their wings to raise themselves above the ground, the wheels did not turn, even though they were alongside them. When they stopped, these stopped, and when they were lifted, these were lifted with them, for the spirit of the being was in them. Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the house and remained over the cherubim. Then the cherubim raised their wings and lifted themselves up from the earth in my sight as they departed, and the wheels were in concert with them, and each stood at the entrance of the eastern gate of the house of the Lord. And the glory of the God of Israel was over them, coming from above. This was the being which I saw under the God of Israel at the river Kibar, and I knew that they were the cherubim. Each one had four faces, and each one had four wings, and there was a likeness of the hands of a man under their wings. And as for the form of their faces, they were the faces which I saw at the river Kibar, in appearance and identity. Each one moved straight forward.